I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 75% of the population of Kyrgyzstan claim to be Muslim. With a growing Christian population, tensions between religions are mounting. Bible Mission International's Paul Hagelgans tells us about a village where a church has been planted.
Muslim leaders came to our brothers and tell that they need to leave this city because you are Kyrgyz, accepted Christ, and you're supposed to be all Muslims, or you need to leave our village. They then start to take stones and start to make damage.
Despite the pressure, Christians want to reach 300 cities with the gospel. Meanwhile, as the competition intensifies and soccer fans around the globe are swept into the excitement of the World Cup, Greater Europe Mission is stepping up its outreach efforts in Cologne, Germany. GEM's Adam Gasho says their World Cup Cafe is providing opportunities for outreach, not aimed at foreigners in the city for the games.
Really, this whole World Cup Cafe thing, our main goal as we're doing it is to build relationships with locals and very much pre-evangelism, just connecting relationally and seeing where those relationships head and just seeing how God uses that to build the church here.
Pray for the cafe during these final 2 weeks of the World Cup and combating the major problems in the world. That's what Purpose Driven Ministries is trying to do through their peace plan. By mobilizing the worldwide church to enact the peace plan in their own communities, they're seeking to plant churches, equip servant leaders, assist the poor, care for the sick, and educate the next generation. It's about God's people truly being the body of Christ to a broken world and the power of the gospel transforming lives, churches, and communities. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.